Good morning and happy Sunday. This is Sarah Moeller and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to Sewing and String every Sunday at 2 p.m. Today we're going to be listening to a lot of Frank Chaxfield, my favorite easy listening orchestrator, arranger, and composer, because it's final season and we all need to chill out and de-stress. So I really hope you enjoyed. That was Sea Mist from Beyond the Sea, and up next is a lovely arrangement of a Simon and Garfunkel classic. Thank you. That's a lovely arrangement of Michelle. So this orchestrator was most popular from the 50s to the 70s, particularly in England, where he's from. Chatfield signed a recording contract with Decca in 1953, and he formed a 40-piece orchestra with an unusually large string section, which coined the term singing strings, that silvery light tone that you hear in a lot of light, easy-listening music. That started with him. His first record release for Decca was actually a theme for Charlie Chaplin's film Limelight, which won him a gold disc in the US and got his name over to the States, which is pretty cool. It all started with the score. Up next, we have another lovely arrangement. This is By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Thank you.
That's Dock of the Bay and Don't Sleep in the Subway, the latter with the London Festival Orchestra. Every week when I go to the radio station, I like to research whoever's music I'm playing, and I've just found a really interesting fun fact that honestly is pretty shocking. Frank Choxfield, who's our orchestrator, was responsible for the musical arrangement of the first UK entry into the Eurovision Song Contest in 1957, which was All by Patricia Bredin. Which I think just goes to show how much Eurovision has changed since then. My goodness, how cool. Up next, we have a very dramatic and fun arrangement of La Mer from Beyond the Sea.
Thank you.
Every 8 minutes, every day, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. Every 8 minutes, we're there to provide help and hope. We can't do it without you. Your donation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Every dollar you donate means more than you imagine. Fire takes everything from a family. Your donation helps them recover. Please donate today at redcross.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's one of my favorite songs, so of course I love the orchestral version. Easy listening as a genre was designed as calming mood music to help adults relax amid social change, of which there was a lot from the 50s to the 70s. It often featured lush orchestral covers, and it's frequently called elevator music or beautiful music. I like the latter term far more. I think the term elevator music really understates the actual technicality of the music that's being played here. The very fact that it sounds easy and flows so well is often a hallmark of very carefully thought out orchestration, arrangement, composition. I just think it's really something to listen to. It's something to behold. And, you know, whether it's played in an elevator or in the background of a party or, you know, on a radio station, I think it's a really special genre, and it sure does calm me down. So I hope it does the same for you. Thank you. That's You Only Live Twice, a lovely arrangement of the film score. Film scores are abundant in this genre of listening because they are just steeped with themes, and they're highly emotional, which is perfect for mood music. Up next, we have a classic bossa nova. This is The Girl from Ipanema. Once again, this is Sarah Moeller, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and week, and I'll see you next week, Sunday at 2 p.m. Have a good one.
Baby, does it rise for my eye to roam? Space.